Oui, bonjour à tous et à toutes.
Good afternoon. I'll be speaking in French because we need to have some French as a speaker. So since I'm French, I'll speak French. Very happy to be with you. It's a great pleasure to be with you. 5 years' time, I've retired. If you were to ask me today how I have to think how long I've been retired, 5 years. I mean, they went just like that, in a flash. Time goes very quickly, perhaps, or maybe it's because I've got such an extraordinarily interesting life that I don't see time speeding by. I mean, I'm lucky, I have a great life. And many things that my colleagues have said are true. I felt the same. But perhaps I wouldn't agree with Alejandro. I don't know whether you have to really prepare that much before the retirement, because you're going to retire anyway. You may as well just go in feet first. I didn't prepare my retirement that much, tiny bit, not much, but I don't regret not over preparing. What I did do as soon as I retired was to travel, and that was great. Because there is this sort of kind of a bit of a gray area that still remains. And I think it was very good for me to do something different immediately after my retirement, which means when you come back from your trip, you have a bit of a distance. So I think it's very important to take your time when you do that. I didn't want to feel guilty when everybody said, oh, everybody would turn along and say, what are you doing? You're retired. What are you doing? You know. I refuse to feel guilty about my retirement and enjoying myself because there's a bit of social pressure, namely that you should be busy still from, you know, 8 in the morning till midnight. But over time, you can organize yourselves. We're lucky to be in Geneva where there are lots of associations. You can do a lot of voluntary work. I'm active with Cité Senior, which is an association for seniors, but actually they're all ages. I've met some really interesting people of all age ranges, all nationalities, not only seniors, but other people, younger people. So it's been an interesting thing for me. I've also been lucky when I was active in the UN, I was part of the theater club, and I'm still doing that. I'm still interested in plays and being in the theatre club. I'm always happy to come back to this wonderful building and meet my colleagues again. What's nice about this is that I meet younger people, and I think that's important. You can't just say, well, you know, I'm retired. I can only hang out with people who are also retired. That's important that you stay in touch with younger people as well. That's helped me as well. I'm still a member of the association that Alejandro mentioned. It's a great association because it means that you can go through the transition in an easier way. It's made up of remarkable people with a great openness of mind. They're very kind. And it's something which means you can get together in a sort of international milieu without the UN constraints, and you're able to take part in the international Geneva life. So broadly speaking, I think, well, it worked for me, what I did. I think everybody needs to approach retirement in their own way. There isn't a sort of blanket remedy for this. No, there are other people who are doing other things. I'm interested in languages. I've been trying to learn other languages. And in Geneva, there are so many things you can do. The only thing I regret, that's just personal, because my close family is in the US. So I'm on the plane a lot. Sometimes it's difficult because of that. But there we are. Generally speaking, it's a very good life that I have, and every single day brings something new. So I wish you all really a very interesting retirement.
I think Sylvie